I have taken good advantage of the times you call me lover. Wrap myself inside the words and promise futures corresponding. And the way you taught me laughter, broken promises thereafter, they remain as sad reminders of the girl from near perfection, looking now from all directions. I see the lipstick on the wall. Scroll by hands once sweet, caressing but now vindictive, perfect spelling. Telling me the truths and reasons for the actions cruelly taken. And if I am not mistaken, of the time when you broke my heart. Stainless steel that fills your kitchen, Frappuccino Bambino, perfect coffee. Lips once kissed, now pressed to china. Biscuits bought in La Cugumon, served on plates owned by grandparents, a generation squandered. And you whispered more than anyone I'd cared for, as if talking was for poor men. You made the past so difficult to end. On love and passion, and how to capture then to bottle later savor. Offer up to men in droplets, recalked before relation, penetrated but never taken. You wipe away all traces of the night. But I would never go the distance. You were always too transcendent. Your beauty was your bank account. My morals always were relaxed. At times I almost thought you were for real. Thought you were for real. On Sundays I will walk to see the Jardin du Luxembourg, and if I can I will remove a flower from the brightest spot and press it in a book from Shakespeare's and leave it on your bedside chair. I will embark to China via some cheap hooker's bedroom. I have few scruples, few sad eyes, for I know the past will curse. And you will post me drawings made of some park bench's memories, taken to be beautiful, but really just a fantasy. I hope we meet again in Paris. Other cities would be too gray, and you will wear the yellow dress the famous hands have touched and blessed, and I will wear a buttonhole from Pierre Bonchereau, and we will dine on fresh air one more time.